Hello.
Hey, good morning. My name is Ricardo, and I'm from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
And are you registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is. No, it's not.
Yes.
A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can be only unlocked with a key, combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, a container, case, or lockbox, or may temporarily, the other statement would be, made temporarily inoperable by tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not a see-through store, in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that a firearm be securely stored?
I would be in favor of it.
So that would be support. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defined secured storage to include, first one is going to be a locked safe. Would you support or oppose?
No, support.
The second is a locked container or case. Support or oppose?
I support it.
And the third one would be a lockbox or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Would you oppose or
support it?
Support it?
Support it.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose? If there was a state law that required that the storage be accessible via a key lock.
Just a key lock and no other kind of lock, I'd oppose it.
And then we are, the second one would be a combination lock. Would you support
that? I would want both of them, any kind of lock I would support. It wouldn't matter if it's a key or a combination lock.
Okay, I see what you mean. A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint. Would you support that or oppose?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, in a firearm, if a firearm is in a storage device such as a locked safe, a case, or a lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? Should or should
I
not?
I should require it. Should.
Should. Thank you. I'm moving along. We're past half of it already. Your time, sir. Right, sir. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, a case, or a lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or a trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is secure, or no, it's not secure?
Yes.
Yes, okay. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner, or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that would require that gun to be stored securely? Would you support or oppose?
Support. I have to go now. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
What do we have?
They're both still from Hershey-Land.
You bought these from Hershey-Land for me?
In Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You guys just get back from there?
No.
No, you were there a little while ago?
Yeah.
Oh, this is awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right.
Bye.
See ya.
Yes,
yes,
I know you're very busy.
I know you're very busy, sir.
Hey there, I know you're very busy.
Just got a couple of more questions. We'll be done. Your opinion is very important.
I don't know if you could hear me. So for quality purposes, I'll go ahead and disconnect the call.